ఓం శాంతి.
ఓం శాంతి.
ఆజ్
టుడే
12-10-22
12-10-2022
12 में 10 में लाओ वैसे ही 22 होता है.
If you add 12 to 10, anyways it will be 22. It's a beautiful date.
इस सुनहरे सुंदर प्रभात की वेला में
and on this beautiful morning
बाप दादा का
beloved Bap Dada's
season का प्रथम
season's first meeting, first Baba Milan of this season is happening today. And Baba's children from the previous Kalpa, exactly as they did 5,000 years ago, they've come here in the Diamond Hall from faraway places. And we call this as Baba's house, our house, Madhuban. And so we've all assembled here. And so first of all, the souls have practically arrived here. So to all of you, for having come here to Baba's house and then to even come here on this subtle and then very, it's a rare occasion, and then even to come here on this occasion, congratulations, hearty congratulations to all of you. When we were listening to the song, I was feeling as though it was the song, it's the song from the previous, from an old age. You need to do this, do that. Now tell. Is this the time to walk in a fast pace or is it the time to fly? So it's the longest even object. It's an old song. And so that's why it's good. So we'll get to know. This is the song of our childhood. And so there's this big contrast between where is this, there's a big difference between the childhood and this stage wherein we are under one prasthavastha. And today Baba explained to all of us children in the Amrit Vela that, and then even in the Murli class we know that it's the Murli of the magician, and then it's always played at the exact time. I mean, the timing is also right of the Murlis, and it's always very useful. And so we don't have to write another book. And even in Murli, Baba has told us that what is it that you need to do? And then I will get that done. And what is it that I need to get done? So the first point is, we so whoever it is, whenever it is in whichever kalpa, through our efforts, we get through the other shore just based on our efforts, it's not possible. The one that takes a boat across, and then the one that gives the highest of attainment to all souls is the Supreme Soul Himself. And then Baba has told that it's an easy way, natural way, it's an easy yoke, easy way. And so the words that words that reflect that it's the difficult and objective, difficult way. It's not in our dictionary. Baba has given us the paper on the very first day. The question from the paper on the very first day, the very day when we were born as Brahmins. And today we are sitting here. And now the final time of this whole Srishti is approaching, but the paper is still the same. First it was the point of understanding, it was about understanding, and then it was about making effort. And now it's the question of becoming a form of that, becoming an embodiment of that. So this question paper is the question is already out in our question paper. And that is, who am I? So the very first day that we were born, and we know that Baba gave us this smriti, this awareness that you children are my children of the previous kalpa, you are very fortunate children of mine, fortunate souls. And when I came to Gyan, Baba was in his sakar form. And many teachers would get their party to Madhuban, and then while they would get the party to Baba, they would teach them, they would teach the party the answer. But Baba will ask you, have you met with me before? Then yes, you need to say that, yes, Baba, I've met with you in the previous kalpa. And then we also would say the same thing, and Baba would also ask the same thing. What's the point of this? What? Even if someone has taught us, but Baba would still ask, and Baba would give us that awareness which we had forgotten, and then we had forgotten because it's about the memory from previous kalpa. And so you are my children, long lost and now found children. And then you, I have met with you after a long, long time. That's what Baba used to say. But then there was this great secret behind this, and still today it carries, the secret carries out. But you children are the ones that were my children from the previous kalpa, and so when we become Baba's children, so from the aspect of the soul, that would be our birthday. So now we know that God is God. He is the magician. Baba has taught us this method of, Baba hasn't employed this method just to give us knowledge. But we also know that this Raksha Bandhan Rakhi is such a big festival. It's the trademark of the Ramakumaris. In the world out there, it's the memorial in the physical form. But then Baba has made this memorial here, that people who are from different zones, today also Baba said, so first you need to invite all those people with big names. You have to explain to them, and then you have to invite the general people. So how to meet with them? Back then, Brahma Kumaris, we weren't that famous back then. Then Baba taught us the method. Whoever it is, it could be the one from military, it could be from any other field, but then we have to invite them on Raksha Bandhan, and we need to tie them Rakhi. And then every year. Regardless of those people staying in their position or not. But then they would still remember, even until 70, 80 years, that these sisters had come here, and then with a very simple, in a very simple way, they put a tilak and then raki, the tied raki to them. But Baba used to say to us that you are the child of the previous kalpa, and then they would put a tilak, and then they would tie a raki, and then they would get the aim objective also. And so in this way, through by employing many methods, Baba gave birth to many children. But the fundamental thing is that the program of this life, which for all other worldly souls, it would be about just one life for them, whatever it is that they do want to do, want to progress or not. But then Baba has given us the eternal and the eternal and the very, from the Adi time, that aim and objective to us, and then He has given us that awareness. So whatever it is that we lose in the Laukik aspect, even if it's our body, but whatever, even if we lose something, but then we the souls, we are eternal, we are immortal. And Baba has told us, you are a small point of light, even if there is flux, and even if the world gets into destruction, you will be eternal. So whatever it is that's bothering you, you need to get rid of that, and then you'll be blissful today and you'll be blissful tomorrow also. This is the formula. And Baba has told us that I had taught this in the previous kalpa also. And really, you children are very fortunate souls who have actually directly taken birth through Brahma Baba from you've taken divine birth or the Marjiva birth through Brahma Baba and from the seed himself. And so how much fortunate your children must be. So this is what Baba has told us already. But then Baba has also told us the children, the property from our ancestors, it lasts for a long time, but then one day it gets over, it will get over. And then you need to earn based on your own earnings. You need to do it based on your own efforts. And then a day will also come when the new will become turn into old. But then still there is no need to worry, because I will still come and then I will turn you into new again. So Baba has told us all these aspects, and Baba has also told us that when I give you that awareness towards the end, then based on that awareness, you surrender everything of yours to me, and then you become carefree, and then you sit on the boat, and I am the boatman. Your boat might rock, but then so it will rock, because this world is filled with falsehood. But then I, the boatman, will take your boat across definitely, safely. So what is it that we need to do? Actually, many songs have been made. Baba does everything and gets done everything, but then he makes that we children get famous. so that the fortune of children is made better. And so that, but he is beyond all this fortune and things, so he makes sure that children's name is publicized. And even in the Laukik world, so though even if their child is a small one, just to make the fortune of that child, they hold the child on the shoulders and then donate something so that a fortune of the child is made. Just like that, Baba has also made our fortune. And Baba says, in the whole Kalpa, nobody has such a elevated fortune, and no one will have such an elevated fortune. So you can call it being carefree emperors, or the emperors of the land free of soil. And whose protection is protected just by the God Himself, who will be more fortunate than us? Because protecting ourselves is very important. Even today, the defense minister should also defend himself. He is the defense minister, but then to defend himself, to safeguard himself, he needs to keep guards for himself. And that's why by sitting in this diamond hall, the name of this hall is also very nice. Nobody kept this hall as the golden hall, but then they've kept it as the diamond hall, the right name. They named it right, because in the golden age, this hall won't be there. But in this diamond age, souls that are in the form of diamond, and to which souls God has given the knowledge Himself, and then diamond is above gold. And so Baba says, I am sparkling all these diamonds. And so the children of Baba sitting in the diamond hall like diamonds in Madhuban. And Baba says, to reach to Paramdham, to reach to the Supreme Abode, it's essential to come here and to feel that this is my home, my father's home is my home, and then to recognize God as my father, my teacher and Satguru. This is very essential. If you notice today's Murli, if you think back to today's Murli, what did Baba say? Baba said that I, the Supreme Soul, I'm the father of all my children. I give equal love to everyone. So that none of my child would think that I'm not good for anything, I'm not worthy, I'm careless, I'm lazy, how can Baba love me? But then Baba knows that my child becomes lazy in between. Even amidst knowing everything, he'll become careless. So then that child would think that, how can I sit on the throne of Baba? How can Baba love me? And even so, even in the Laukik world, And Baba says that, children, I don't see weaknesses of anyone. And I tell you also not to see the weaknesses of anyone. I see the virtues in everyone. And the one who always sees the virtues in others, and Baba said that, and Baba reconfirmed this. Even if my child is in the last number according to their effort, I love that child the same way as that of the one in the first number. So that none of my child would see, compare themselves with others and say that Baba loves them more than me. No, nothing like that. Baba loves all equally. And Baba tells that even if the child is in the last number, I show mercy on him extra along with love, because being merciful means I'll be merciful on him so that this child would also gain some power and then go ahead. So, and today Baba said in Murli that just like Baba is full of mercy, you also become the ones with merciful hearts. And so all of these things are linked together. And so as far as this way and then our aim and objective are concerned, Baba has given us two words which are very easy. Baba has told us to sit on a constant and stable stage or to be seated on the seat of being an angel. If you sit on the lightest seat of being an angel, and then the seat of a constant and stable stage is that of a stable stage in which you won't rock, and then you need to sit in there. So that is all tapasya. So this is a natural knowledge, natural yoga. And if you have anything that worries you, then give it to Baba. And so you'll be the carefree emperors. And so you'll be the emperors of the land free of sorrow. And being situated in the constant and stable stage means always being happy. So Baba says, even if you lose anything, make sure you don't let go of your happiness. And then Janki Dadi used to say that you give happiness and take happiness. Whatever you have, you will give. So if you have, that means this is our way. This is our road. This is our route. So Baba says that when you get down the cycle, then that will be at the speed of love. But then when it comes to climb, then it's a matter of a second. And so we need to all have just one opinion, and then Baba is taking our boat across. And then if we sit in the stage of Manmanabhav, Baba will definitely take us to our aim and objective, to our goal. And then so many children of Baba are sitting in this diamond hall, thinking that today is Baba's day. And so Baba, especially today, present in Shantivan, because when Baba used to come in Sakar, then also on his day he would definitely come and then we would see him in Sakar. Now Baba tells, these are the final times. You need to fly up above, you need to come up above and meet me. And that's why I tell my children that now, through your other eye, you see me in my avyakt form, and then I'm here definitely. And Baba also says that if you remember me with the true heart, then I'll definitely come. So then children say that we have fixed the date for Baba Milan, and then we've invited Baba, so let's experience Baba with us and then experience Baba's power, so that today will become a memorial day for us. So today we can attain that in a few hours, that which will take days otherwise. And so today let's be very happy and then with a relaxed mind. And Baba says, knowledge is the foundation, but then yoga is the one that connects us with Baba. So let's fly to Baba. And and let's be in that stage of peacefulness, and then let's reach out to the subtle world, and then may you can as well then, but then for a little while, let's go to let's fly to subtle region.
सारी की सारी सभा एक मिनट के लिए
the whole gathering
फरिश्ता रूप धारण करके सूक्ष्म लोक में पहुंच जाएं एक मिनट बाद
all of you just in one minute adorn the form of being an angel and then fly to subtle regions and come back Bab Dada is in the form of angel and let And let's tell Baba that Baba, we have come here according to your orders. We have worn this dress of being an angel and then we have come here from Madhuban, from the Diamond Hall to meet you. Let's do this for 1 minute.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
अब हम
now
ये सोचते हैं कि
we think that who am I today, according to today,
अपने सामने लाते हैं.
We'll bring our own picture in front of us. Today, I, the soul, who am I today?
हमारी ब्राह्मण रूप से संगम युग की यात्रा
from inner Brahmin form
पूरी हो चुकी है.
This journey of confluence age is almost getting over, and beloved Baba
और ट्रस्टी
has made us into Karma Yogi, trustee and Nimit and being an instrument. He has actually taught us this over and over again, and according to that, with all our might, regardless of whether we live in families or at the centers, our laukik is also a laukik, regardless of where we live. And the pure pravritti that we have in that will become karma yogi, and then we are running our chores, we are running our routines in purity. And remembering Baba all the time, and listening to Baba Smurli, and then the routine that's taught by Baba, food and drink, the attire, coming into relationships, and all of these things, and together with that, and all the karmic accounts from the previous births, making those small through Baba's help, by taking Baba's help, is what we've been doing up until now. That means the I of today is this. Who am I of today? It's this, the one who's been doing all these things. Baba has told us the elevated form of our ours, that we are the ones wearing the crown, and then the one sitting on the throne of immortality, and then the one who's wearing the tilak. Because the throne of immortality sitting there, that tells our state, and now our final stage, and to get ready for the final stage, because our final time can come any time. And even otherwise, the final moments of this world is very clear before us. And so what is it that we need to do? That's the subject of today. And so you'll see that Baba has up until today, Baba has taught us to run our Brahmin life in the form of Karma Yogis. And now Baba tells us to move to the next step of Karma Yogi, which is the Karmatit stage. And what is the difference between being the Karma Yogi and Karmatit stage? This is what we need to keep before us. And Karma Yogi is the one who does elevated actions, and then he accumulates elevated actions. And the meaning of karmatit is, there's a little bit of difference, that whilst doing actions, we'll be detached. We'll do actions by being detached, and then by being an instrument, and by being a trustee, and then by paying attention, let's do the elevated karma. But then Baba says the aim and objective is very high. And then Baba's direction is that you need to become detached from everyone, and then just become loving. for me and then make me alone the support. And so that's why not karma yogi, but then become karma teet. That means by doing all kinds of actions, you will be beyond the influence of that action. Because we've seen in the Brahman life that inaccurate action or the waste actions, you need to be detached from these things, from doing inaccurate and waste action. But the elevated action and the Shrestha action, and they will beget good attainment and then will accumulate good things. And then, and Baba says that kind of good action also binds you in a way. But if we get ourselves tied in such good karma also, then what will happen? Then we'll be doing elevated karma according to our status, according to our stage, according to our stage. But if we are completely detached, and then if we become karmatik and then perform that action, then the basis of that would be just Baba, Baba alone. So whatever it is that we our attainments are through, based on our efforts, and if we do that, if we are by being detached, and then we'll do that even beyond our capacity, by being detached from our capacity, and that's, and by taking support of just Baba. That's, so that's the difference. And Baba today said to us that we need to be seated on a constant and stable stage. And so Baba has given us 5 words for that, and the first one is Eknami, which means one name. And the meaning of this is one alone. Just one Baba. Let our love and connection be with just one Baba. And this is called Eknami. And then the second word is Ikagra, which means being focused. That means, so whatever the history and geography and whatever other situations are, and even through our, the whole of the cycle, the history and geography of that, so let's just put all of that aside and then focus just on one thing, one Baba. So if we are Eknami, if all relationship are connected, and if all our love is towards just one Baba, towards our Supreme Father, and then we withdraw from everyone else. And it shouldn't be that it should be divided to two instead of one. Then it won't be Eknami, it would be Dhonami. It means to two. And then it won't be Ekagra. That means it won't be focused also. That's why Baba said the third one, Ekant, which means being in solitude. It doesn't really mean that you separate from all others and then you just lock yourself in a room alone. No, it doesn't mean that. Whilst doing all the actions, let you be beyond the impact or the influence of that actions, and then to go towards the end of one, Ekant, Ekaka Ant, Ekant, it runs in Hindi there. And so Baba has given us the knowledge of the Creator, the creation and the world cycle over and over again, so that we'll understand all of this is merged in just one, which is the tiny point of light, who is our Supreme Father, and we are also one tiny point of light. And then we've been listening, we've been hearing this in devotion, that nobody has gotten the end of the Creator, but then Baba tells us that I have given us the final moments, I have given your children all the knowledge. And then that's why you need to be ekanami, being one, focus all your love towards one, and then be ekagra, be focused. And then Baba tells us that what is the trust of this? If you stay in these three stages, and then you will be in ekrastati, which means you will be seated on the constant and stable stage. So it's not that you will be happy one time and then not so happy in the other, no. Baba used to ask us, how are your children? Then we would say that, Baba, we are okay, but then we're not that okay that you would like us to be. This used to be our standard answer. But even today, when we talk to Baba, Baba, something else. That means, now we know ourselves that our stage is complete. But if it's not, and if there's a lot of up and down in the stage, and there will be the difference, because there will always be a difference between the diamond and gold and silver, and that's why the being situated in this ekrasthiti or constant and stable stage is, for that we need to, let's be in economy, in ekanami, ekagra, because we have the knowledge of the creator, the creation and the world cycle, and so when we situate ourselves in the constant and stable stage, then we'll get into economy, which is to save. If we really need to concentrate, then we'll need to detach ourselves. Then we'll need to detach from every other thing. We need to economize on our words, our thoughts. And all that expansion that we have done for ourselves, we need to condense that. And then we need to condense that within a point. And so all of these five exercises will be compulsible only if we do actions by being karmatit, by being detached from this world, and then by becoming loving to the Father. And for that, we need to wear the dress of being an angel. So long as we stay in this sakar form, and then we stay in this Brahman form, in the stage of the one who does actions, then we cannot be separate from all of these expansions that we've made for ourselves. So all of this, our actions, everything will come into that. But then we've seen Brahma Baba during his final days. We used to go and we used to meet with him, but then we used to feel that Baba's body is here, but then he's somewhere else. And then we would talk to Baba, but Baba, it was as if Baba was talking to us, but then he's talking to us in a disinterested manner. But then he is answering, but then he's not here. And this is what Baba calls unlimited disinterested. So let your back be towards the world. Let your face be towards let your face and intellect and your mind be towards the new world. So the meaning of mind, intellect is wherever it is that we need to go next. Let's be there mentally. So all of that arrangements of the future, the rules and the customs of the future, let it come here. So we are just here as instruments here, and then we are just waiting. And so let the stage, so we will be able to experience this stage only in the angelic form, only by practicing the angelic form. And so Baba has told us, and they've also experienced this in between, that an angel is, first of all, will be very light. the meaning of light is, and not being heavy in anything, not thinking about anything. What has happened, he won't think about the past, he won't think about the future, the angel won't think about the future because it knows, the angel knows that drama is fixed. But then in that stage, we need to walk practically. But then angel doesn't stay in one place. And that's why we also have to stay in that state. Just like the cycle keeps turning, we also have to keep moving in the five stages that Baba has given us, the five types of exercise that Baba has taught us on our journey of our mind. And so in this way, we won't stay in one stage as an angel. And an angel is not a male, not a female, and an angel doesn't have a relationship with anyone, and angel always thinks about benevolent things. He has good wishes for everyone. And this is how we need to practically employ, we need to become a practical embodiment of all this. If you have some questions, or if you are thinking about your weaknesses, then you're not an angel. If you don't have the courage, then you cannot take the help from Baba. So these are all aspects that come into the practice of being an angelic form. So the another thing is, the soul actually takes the feelings actually. Soul can only experience. Even a grain of rice cannot go into the soul. When we offer bhog to Baba, Baba says that Baba also takes that feeling of that offering. So just like that. So for example, there is a fruit seller, and the whole day he sells fruits. So while staying with that fruit the whole day, the whole flavor of that fruit that will be hovered on him in such a way. And so let's say that if someone gives him a basket of fruits on his birthday, then he says that I'm filled with the fragrance of fruit all day. Because he's already filled by seeing the fruits and then by selling the fruits whole day. I remember one time that I had been to Kulu, and then I was taken to a godown of apple. And then even until a month, whenever someone would take the name of apple, then my mind would always be full, and I used to say that it's okay, you don't take it, because I was already saturated with the smell of the apple by staying there. So the point of telling this is, Baba has actually, through the angelic form, Baba has given us the subtle region. Baba has taught the way to reach the subtle region. And so the subtle region is a very big retreat center of us Brahmins. There's no limit of time, there's no limit, there's no bondage of this body. And that's why Baba has adorned this angelic form, so that the body is free from, soul is free from all bondages. And then the body is very subtle, angelic in the angelic form. And the soul can actually take the flavors in all kinds, and then there's no bondage in that stage. And we need to become an embodiment of that angelic form by being here now, by being in the Brahman life. So whatever our desires are, it's called an Ichha Matram Avidya stage. And to know that there's something, to not even know that there's something called desire, so it will become possible then. So just like a car can be started by turning on the engine, and even if it's not moving, someone can push it and then it can move. Just like that, we souls can move this body, but then when we the souls leave this body, then this body becomes so heavy, then four people will be needed to lift this up. And so we souls were also very, very heavy. And the soul says that I am the life. And then the soul has actually left the body, but then the body hasn't left the soul. So let's stay in this kind of stage. And I think that by taking the right direction, we can reach our... I didn't keep track of the time. I thought that there's no limit in the subtle region. Om Shanti.
Thank you.